Jai 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 नारायण नमस्ते
नरम सेव नरोत्तम
नरम सेव नरोत्तम
देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं
देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं
ततो जयम् उदीरये
ततो जयम् उदीरये
शिवतम स्वागतम कृष्णा
स्वागतम कृष्णा
पुण्यं स्वर्ण कीर्तनं
पुण्यं श्रवण कीर्तनं
दयानस्तो हृदि अर्धानि
भागवत
सेवया
भागवती
उत्तम
श्लोके
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टुके मुखं करोति
वाचालं
अङ्गुं लङ्घयति
गिरिं
यत्कृपातम् यथागुणास्तु प्रकृते युगापत् क्रमशो अपि वा विभर्ति पुरिष्व
त्व
एकः
कुर्वान्
कर्माणि
जन्मनवि
यथा गुणास्तु प्रकृते युगपत् कर्मसो अपि च भवति भूरेश्व त्व एका कुर्वान् कर्माणि जन्मनवि यथा गुणास्तु तु
प्रकरा
युगापत् कर्मशो अपि वा
विभर्ति
भूरेश्व त्व एका कुर्वान् कर्माणि जन्मनभि यथा गुणांस्तु प्रकृते युगपत् क्रमसो अपि वा विभर्ति भूरिश्व त्व एकः कुर्वन् कर्माणि जन्मभि
यथा गुणांस्तु प्रकृते युगपत् क्रमसो अपि वा विभर्ति भूरिश्व यथा गुणान् तु प्रकृते युगपत् क्रमशः अपि वा विभर्ति भूरिशः तु एकः कुर्वन् कर्माणि जन्मभि
यथा गुणास्तु प्रकृते युगपत् कर्मसोऽपि
वा
कुर्वन् कर्माणि जन्मभि
यथा
गुणास्तु प्रकृते युगपत् कर्मसोऽपि वा
विभर्ति भूरिश्व त्व
एकः
कुर्वन् कर्माणि जन्मभि
कुर्वन् कर्माणि जन्मनि।
यथा गुणांस्तु प्रकृति युगपत् कर्मसु अपि
वा
विभर्ति भूरिशास्त्वैकः कुर्वन् कर्माणि जन्मति
यथा गुणास्तु प्रकृते युगपत् कर्मशोपि वा विभर्ति भूरिशत्वैकः कुर्वन् कर्माणि जन्मभि
यथा गुणास्तु प्रकृते
यथा गुणास्तु प्रकृते
यथा गुणास्तु प्रकृते
युगपत् कर्मसु अपि वा युगपत् कर्मसु अपि वा
शाश्वत
यथा गुणास्तु प्रकृते
युगपत् कर्मसु अपि वा
यथा गुणास्तु प्रकृते
युगपत् कर्मसु अपि वा कर्माणि जन्मनि।
तो लड़की अंदर भाग गई।
खुशी
खुशी
इधर आ।
So, word by word meaning, yatha,
yatha,
as they are,
as they are,
guna,
guna,
the mode of,
the mode of,
tu,
tu,
but,
but,
prakriti,
prakriti,
of material energy,
of material energy,
yugapat,
yugapat,
simultaneously,
simultaneously,
kramasha,
kramasha,
gradually,
gradually,
Api,
api,
also,
also,
va,
va,
either,
either,
bibhari,
bibhari,
maintains,
maintains,
burish,
burish,
many forms,
many forms,
tu,
tu,
but,
but,
eka,
eka,
the supreme one,
the supreme one,
kurvan,
kurvan,
acting,
acting,
karmani,
karmani,
activities,
activities,
janmabhi,
janmabhi,
by incarnations.
By incarnations.
Translation: the personality of Godhead is one, whether he alone acts with the modes of material nature or simultaneously expands in many forms or expands consequently to direct the modes of nature. Please repeat after me. The supreme personality,
the supreme personality
of Godhead,
of Godhead
is one,
is one,
whether,
whether
he alone,
he alone
acts with the,
acts with the
modes of material nature,
modes of material nature,
or simultaneously,
or simultaneously
expand in,
expands in
many forms,
many forms,
or expands,
or expands
consequently,
consequently
to direct the,
to direct the
modes of nature.
Modes of nature.
There is no purpose, so we will read translation of next shloka as well. Kindly clear up all these doubtful inquiries, because you are not only vastly learned in Vedic literature and self-realized in the transcendence, but are also a great devotee of Lord and are therefore as good as personality of Godhead. Please repeat after me this translation. Kindly clear up,
kindly clear up
all these doubtful inquiries,
all these doubtful inquiries,
because you are not,
because you are not
only vastly learned,
only vastly learned
in Vedic literatures,
in Vedic literatures,
and self-realized,
and self-realized
in transcendence,
in transcendence,
but also,
but also
a great devotee,
a great devotee
of Lord,
of the Lord,
and are,
and are
therefore,
therefore
as good as,
as good as
the personality of Godhead. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. So Mataji, can everybody read small paragraph?
In Brahma Samhita, it is said that the Supreme Absolute Truth, Govinda, the personality of Godhead, although one without a second, is infallibly expanded by innumerable forms, not different from one another. And although he is the original person, he is still ever young with permanent youthful energy. He is very difficult to know simply by learning the transcendental science of the Vedas. But he is very easily realized by his pure devotees.
भगवान के विभिन्न रूपों के सारे विस्तार, जैसे श्री कृष्ण से बलदेव, बलदेव से शंकरशन, शंकरशन से वासुदेव, वासुदेव से अनिरुद्ध, अनिरुद्ध से प्रद्युम्न तथा प्रद्युम्न से पुनः द्वितीय शंकरशन और उनसे नारायण पुरुषावतार तथा अन्य असंख्य रूप, जो नदी की असंख्य तरंगों की भांति निरंतर प्रवाहित होते रहते हैं, वे सब एक ही हैं। वे समान शक्ति वाले दीपकों की भांति हैं, जो एक दूसरे को प्रदीप्त करते हैं। यही भगवान की दिव्य शक्ति है। वेदों का कथन है कि वे इतने पूर्ण हैं कि यद्यपि संपूर्ण सत्ता जगत उनसे अद्भुत होती है, फिर भी वे ज्यों के त्यों पूर्ण बने रहते हैं। पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। अतएव मानसिक तर्क करने वालों के द्वारा बनाई गई भगवान की भौतिक अवधारणा की कोई वैधता नहीं है। इस तरह वे भगवान संसारी विद्वान के लिए सदैव रहस्य बने रहते हैं, भले ही वह वैदिक साहित्य में कितना ही पंडित क्यों ना हो। वेदेशु दुर्लभम अदुर्लभम आत्मभक्तो। अतः भगवान संसारी विद्वान पंडितों दार्शनिकों या विज्ञानियों की धारणाओं से सर्वथा परे हैं। वे शुद्ध भक्त द्वारा सहज गम्य हैं, क्योंकि भगवत गीता 18.54 में भगवान घोषित करते हैं कि ज्ञान की अवस्था को पार करने के बाद जब मनुष्य भगवान की भक्ति में सेवा में लग जाने के लिए समर्थ बनता है तभी वह भगवान के वास्तविक स्वभाव को समझ सकता है। जब तक मनुष्य भगवान की भक्ति में सेवा में प्रवृत्त नहीं होता तब तक वह भगवान या उनके पवित्र नाम रूप लक्षण लीलाओं इत्यादि के बारे में कोई स्पष्ट धारणा प्राप्त नहीं कर सकता। भगवत गीता का यह कथन कि सर्वप्रथम मनुष्य अन्य सारी व्यस्तताओं से मुक्त होकर भगवान की शरण में जाए यह बताता है कि मनुष्य को बिना किसी शर्त के भगवान का शुद्ध भक्त होना चाहिए, तभी वह भक्तिमय सेवा के बल पर उन्हें जान सकता है।
पिछले श्लोक में महाराज परीक्षित ने स्वीकार किया कि भगवान बड़े से बड़े विद्वानों के लिए भी अचिंत्य हैं, तो वे सुखदेव गोस्वामी से अपने उस अपर्याप्त ज्ञान को स्पष्ट करने का अनुरोध क्यों करते हैं। इसका कारण स्पष्ट है, सुखदेव गोस्वामी ने केवल वैदिक साहित्यों में प्रकांड विद्वान थे, अपितु वे महान स्वरूप सिद्धि पुरुष और भगवान के शक्ति संपन्न भक्ति भक्त भी थे। भगवत कृपा से भगवान का शक्तिशाली भक्त भगवान से भी बरकत होता है। भगवान श्री रामचंद्र हिंद महासागर पर सेतु बनाकर लंका द्वीप पहुंचने का प्रयास कर रहे थे, किंतु उनके अनन्य भक्त श्री हनुमान जी छलांग मारकर उस सागर को पार कर गए। भगवान अपने भक्तों के ऊपर इतने दयालु रहते हैं कि वे अपने प्रिय भक्तों को अपने से बढ़कर प्रस्तुत करते हैं। भगवान ने दुर्वासा मुनि की रक्षा करने में अपनी असमर्थता व्यक्त कर दी थी। यद्यपि दुर्वासा मुनि इतने शक्तिशाली थे कि भौतिक दशाओं में ही भगवान के पास सीधे पहुंच गए, लेकिन दुर्वासा मुनि की रक्षा की तो एक भगवत भक्त अर्थात महाराज अम्बरीश ने। अतएव भगवत भक्त न केवल भगवान से अधिक शक्तिशाली होता है अपितु भक्त की पूजा भी भगवान की प्रत्यक्ष पूजा से अधिक प्रभावशाली मानी जाती है।
अतएव निष्कर्ष यह निकलता है कि गंभीर भक्त को सर्वप्रथम ऐसे गुरु के समीप जाना चाहिए जो न केवल वैदिक साहित्य में निष्णात हो अपितु महान भक्त भी हो, जिसे भगवान की एवं उनकी विभिन्न शक्तियों की वास्तविक अनुभूति हो। ऐसे भक्त गुरु की सहायता के बिना कोई व्यक्ति भगवान के आध्यात्मिक ज्ञान में प्रगति नहीं कर सकता। सुखदेव गोस्वामी जैसे प्रामाणिक गुरु न केवल भगवान की अंतरंगा शक्तियों के विषय में बताते हैं अपितु वे यह भी बताते हैं कि वे किस तरह अपनी बहिरंगा शक्तियों के साथ रहते हैं।
The Lord's pastimes in the internal potency are displayed in his activities in Vrindavan. But the working of his external potency are directed in his features of Karanoda Kasai Vishnu, Garbhuda Kasai Vishnu and Shiroda Kasai Vishnu. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti offers his good counsel to the interested Vaishnavas when he says that they should not be interested in hearing only about the Lord's activities like Rasa Leela, but must be keenly interested in his pastimes, in his features of the Purushavataras, in connection with Srishti Tattva, creational functions. Following the examples of Maharaj Parikshit, the ideal disciple, and Sukadeva Goswami, the ideal spiritual master.
Om Ajnana Tirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Tamena Tasmai Shri Guruve Shri Chaitanya Manovrishtam Sthapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamayam Dadati Swapadantika Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanshya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Saganuragatanvitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parichana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Saganavita Shri Vishakhanvitam Sajivam हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद
हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे
हरे कृष्ण थैंक यू अनिता मातीजी अनंत प्रभु खुशी अनंती फॉर गिविंग अस अपॉर्चुनिटी टू स्पीक अबाउट श्रीमद् भागवतम सो This is very important shloka, as we know that all the shlokas are very important and very knowledge, full of knowledge for all of us. But in this shloka, I was not there in last shloka, so can it, somebody tell me that who is inquiring with whom? This who is asking this question to Sukhdev?
Parikshit
Maharaj to
Sukhdev Goswami.
So here in the first paragraph is one of Brahma Samhita's verse. Anybody remember which verse is this? Who remembers Advaita Achyuttam? Remember now? Advaitam Achyuttam Anadi Ananta Rupam
Nāke Purāna Purusham
Adam, Adyam Puran Purusham Nāranyamcha Videshu Durlabha Durlam Govindamadhi Purusham Tamahavajam. Yes. So in this, why Srila Prabhupada has mentioned this, especially this shloka of Brahma Samhita in this purport? Because this is connected to the text 9, where we are saying that the Supreme Personality of Godhead one, whether He alone acts in the mode of material nature, and simultaneously expands in many forms. So He, at the same time, at one point of time, He can expand Himself in innumerable numbers. Like everybody knows the Leela when He was in Dwarka. So when Narad Muni went and he saw that Krishna is present in each palace with His different queens. So He can present at one time at several places. And then in this shloka here, it is said that He is Achyuttam. Nobody can defeat Him. Nobody can. Achyuttam is one which never finishes, infallible, which never falls down. He is Achyuttam. He is Anantarupam. He is Adyam, that is original person. The person who started this world. He is the oldest one who created this world. And then Nav Yavanam. What is the meaning of Nav Yavanam?
Evergreen, like
he is always youth. He is full of youthness, full of young energy. So, just think about a company where you see that there is executive committee is full of young people, or where the management is always youth, full of youth energy. So the people who are working there, they always think to work forward, and they are always encouraged by the committee to work in different ways. Same way we should think that we are very fortunate that we are connected to Krishna consciousness, KON, where we are representing the youthest energy of the world. Like Krishna, you see that when we see Krishna's picture, have you ever seen Krishna's picture with white beard or white hair?
He has always looked like a 12 or 18 years old.
Yes. He's always looking young and beautiful. Why? Because that is His actual form. It is said in our Puranas that, I mean, this is the fact where Krishna, in Vrindavan, when Krishna is there, He never crosses Kishoravastha. He's always there, but He's constantly in that avastha. And whereas in Dwarka and Vaikuntha, He is in always Yavanavastha. he's always looking around 20 years old, and whereas when you are worshipping him, you yourself feel a positive energy coming inside you. Why? Because we say that with whom you are staying, with whom you are talking, they gives you their energy. Same way when you are talking, you are connecting yourself with Krishna, he's giving you positive and youth energy. So, but it is not very easy to understand this Murli Lala. He's always playing different leelas and making you confused. So at times many people come and ask you that why you are worshipping that Lord who has so many gopis, friends. But they can't understand because they don't see with the true eyes, with that love to him. If you want, see, if a child is there and somebody comes and want to know, teachers, especially if a teacher want to know about a child, to whom she approaches?
Mother.
Why mother? She can approach her neighbors also. No, she's approaching mother. Because mother loves her unconditionally. And she knows that how their child is, how their nature is, how their heart is. And same way like... after sometimes when child is grown up, then to whom they approach to know about the person? There's wife, correct? Because there, over the period of time, a couple, husband, wife, develops that relationship of love amongst each other. They know each other, they understand. We say that now, after 25 years, we have good understanding. Like our parents, we see them. They understand each other's requirement without saying anything. Like many times our children, when they come home and mother had prepared their favorite dish, so they say, "Mama, aapko kaise pata tha I want to eat this?" Why? Because mother knows their heart. Mother knows that my child like this, I should prepare this. So that is the example of true love. Same way, somebody who is very affectionate to if I am affectionate to these children with whom I am studying every week, somebody will they will do even small thing. It gives me a lot of pleasure that no, my kids are progressing and they are reciting shlokas so well. And if I if I bring somebody else who don't know these children and I ask them that what do you think about them, they can't appreciate these kids because they don't have that relationship, that understanding with these children. So in the same way, if you want to get connected with somebody, first thing is there should be always unconditional love with them. That is the way we have to set that unconditional love with Krishna, to understand him. There are many examples in our Puran where people didn't read Vedas, but they, because of their love, they could understand Lord. So can Govind give you an example of that? The devotees didn't read much Vedas and much Puran, but they loved Krishna most. Yes, topmost devotees are the gopis. They loved Krishna without any condition. They always wanted to serve him, even though their families required them, but they were thinking about Krishna while cooking, while cleaning their house. They were doing their duties, but the gopis were always, always thinking about Krishna. That was their... They didn't want anything from Krishna. They just wanted to see him once. They just wanted to take his darshan. That was bhav of gopi. That was the example of unconditional love. Now, Lord is very mysterious and he always give us different conditions and test our patience. That if I'm giving them this situation, will they still love me? They give us difficult situation, but they still love me. So they test our Krishna test our bhakti. Here, anybody read the book Salted Bread? Salted Bread. Yes. So you know the story about Salted Bread. This is the book written by devotees. About the devotee, Russian devotees. So, the Russian devotee who was in the jail, he was in bhakti only for 2 years. That time in Russia, there was very difficult time. They were not giving permission to do the worship of other religions. So they used to put them in the jail. And the condition for the Prabhu, Satswarup Prabhu, he was in the jail. His condition was really difficult. Like they snatched his bead bag. They used to serve him initially and as you know, outside India, vegetarian food is not a luxury. So they used to serve him what prisoners used to eat. But he refused to eat that because he said that I'm vegetarian, I can't eat this. So later on, they used to give him water and bread, and they used to laugh him, take your vegetarian food. But he was happy. Then he was chanting. So they used to beat him because he was chanting Lord's name. But still he was happy. But still he was trying to complete his 16 rounds a day. He never said that, oh, they are troubling me, they are punishing me, so I should stop my chanting. He still used to continue. And then later,
he used to make beads out of the bread.
Right. When they snatched the bead bag from him, he used to, you know, what bread he used to get, he used to put some water in it, make soft dough and make beads out of it. And then he used to do his japa. Then very, very painful condition. Like they didn't have proper toilets in the jail, and they didn't give him anything to sleep. They used to sleep on the floor. It was very painful condition. Nobody can do japa in that condition. If we talk about ourselves, none of us can do. Even if we have little bit of more work during the day, we stop our chanting immediately. No, I'm very tired today, I want to go to bed. But this devotee, he continued his japa, and he had that faith in Krishna. That is the test Krishna took. And then that's how we have to show our love to Krishna. We should not stop in any condition. Many times we see that because of exams, because of pressure, when we are outside with our family and friends back home in India, we don't chant our rounds.
Because of sleep days.
Yeah, there are many excuses in our list. There is endless list of this, why we are not chanting. But we should think that is the unconditional love, what true devotees are doing. So they never thought that, oh, Krishna is giving me this condition, why should I love? A child never thinks that, oh, my mother is hitting me because I am not studying, I should stop loving her. For a time being, that time child gets angry, but later on what happens? After the same child goes to same mother and gives a hug to her. That relationship we have to develop with Krishna. And that will happen. How? That will happen with association of devotees. I think in Bhakti Shastri we are reading that how we can awaken our Krishna consciousness. That is with the association of devotees. See, a devotee gives us a lot of power and energy. They tells us who is right, who is wrong. So never leave the association of devotees. And the person who is loving Krishna, they can only describe about Krishna very well. See our previous acharyas, like our closest association with our Guru Maharaj, with Srila Prabhupada in his books, and we read about Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. Why we are worshipping them? Because they had that love. They described about Krishna very well to us. We don't have that capacity, that eligibility, that here's, while sitting here we can think about Krishna, oh, he looks like this. No, we don't. We are born in Kali Yuga, that is our limitation. And being in Kali Yuga, we are surrounded with material problems, material opulences. So all these material opulences are pulling us away from Krishna. Like in one of the class, Gopkishwari Mataji told us that that is Maya Devi's duty to test our bhakti. She pulls us away from Krishna. She's saying, no, don't go to Krishna. There are so many things in the world. When a child goes to a mela in fair, he's so happy to see so much lights, fairy, you know, that different rides and swings. And he wants to do everything. Mama, I want to go on that ride. I want to buy that gift. I want to play that game. Why? Same condition is with us. When we are in this material world, we want to get everything. I want to have this home, beautiful home. I want to have beautiful wife. I want to have children who should have everything. So this is our limitation within this material world. But at the same time, we can come out of it with the mercy of a pure devotee who can tell us about Krishna. So these, when we talk about all the acharyas, they only wrote all the Purana. Bhagavad Gita is there, but Krishna said Bhagavad Gita. There is only one book which Krishna said, that is Bhagavad Gita. But in Bhagavad Gita, he is not describing his beauty or his opulences. He is giving us instruction. In that he said that, yes, I am Bhagavan. But he never said that what are my qualities or what are my beauty, what opulences do I acquire. But whereas if we read Srimad Bhagavatam, in Srimad Bhagavatam you see all different avatars, all the pastimes Krishna has done. And who wrote that Srimad Bhagavatam? Krishna didn't write that. That is written by the devotees of Krishna. So that is why someone who loves Krishna can describe Krishna very well. Those devotees who loved Krishna from their true heart, they described about Krishna in different books. If we read all the books, Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Devotion, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Srila Prabhupada has written n number of books for all of us. Why? Because he loved Krishna from his heart. He knew about Krishna. We don't know. We can't write anything about him. We had to write, now Guru Maharaj Vyas Puja is coming, so we got email that you have to write about Guru Maharaj offering. So we take so much time. Why? Because something is lacking in us. We think, aaj nahi kal karenge. Kyun hai aisa? Because we don't love him from our heart. That is the fact. Many times Mataji sent us several reminders. Mataji, we didn't get your offering. Why? We are scared to write about him. When we love our parents, we send them message. We call them every day that, Mama, I'm missing you. I'm call Mama, please come. That is true love with our parents. Why not with our Guru? He is the one who took vow that he will take us back to Godhead. Who is doing that for us? They left now all the gurus.
Took the vow, we will keep you here.
And see, all the we are very fortunate that we are in association with all the sannyasis in ISKCON. All of them left their family. Why? To take all these fallen souls back to Godhead. We are not doing justice with them. We are not giving them the love and care we should give them. So in that way, the way as Krishna wrote this, many times Krishna also creates that scenario for pure devotees to write about him. Why? See, when a very well-known personality is coming for an event, so he says that we ask one person to introduce him. Have you ever seen that if Ambani is coming on the stage, have you ever seen him introducing himself about his achievements? No. Because it's a very awkward situation for him himself that, oh, how can I say them that I have achieved so much? So one introducer will come on the stage and he tells about his all the achievements of life. Same way, we have to think about Krishna, that Krishna has, we have to play that role, that like an introducer. So we have to always preach and always glorify Lord in that moment, that yes, Krishna is there and what are his achievements, what he has done for all of us. That is the way we have to explain about Krishna. And that can happen only with the mercy of Lord. Nobody in this world simply can write about Krishna. Before starting our class, we always pray to Guru Maharaj, we always pray to Acharyas that bless us that we can speak about Krishna, what in the same word what you have explained us earlier. So that is the way we are asking them for mercy. Same way that happened, the pure devotees can write and repeat the words with the mercy of Krishna. That mercy comes from him. See, now in this world, as we discussed earlier, we all came in this world and we are very blessed to have beautiful families close to us, like our parents, kids, spouse. But have you ever think that how true your relationship is? For one day, this is very bitter truth, but it is a truth that for one day, if you stop serving food to your husband for 2 days, for 3 days, our husband stops supporting his wife, husband stops supporting financially, say, so what will happen? Will that family be happy? Because our relationship are based on give and take. We give and we take. That is the same scenario with brothers and sisters. For some time you'll call, always you call your brother or sister. Then after some time you'll stop calling. Oh, she is not calling me. Why should I keep on calling her? So that is give and take relationship. But it never happens with the loving relationship with Krishna. See, he himself said in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Bija Pradapita. So he is the seed giver in every soul. He is the father of each and every living entity. When he is giving food to human beings, he is giving food to animals also. He is giving shelter to us, he is giving shelter to birds also. He is not discriminating in us and other living entities. And we don't remember him. How many times we are doing japa with love? We are doing japa because we have to finish our 16 rounds. Oh, aaj japa nahi ma. We are not saying that I want to do japa because I want to think about him. I want to say thank to him. I want to please him. Who is doing japa in that mood?
Few rounds we do, Mata,
we have to finish that round. Yeah, few rounds. Huh? Like if we talk about 16 rounds, so. She said no. I have to finish this. I have to. When we are doing japa, we remember everything. All this work, that work. I have to buy this. I have to finish cooking. I have to clean it. So everything comes in our mind when we are doing japa.
Especially
are we thinking
the few
about
last beats when we do that mala last? So I have to make the bed also. I have to go to sleep
yeah.
also.
Yeah,
that's true.
So
that you worry about ki aadha round ka khatam.
Keep looking at the counting wala here.
So is it our true love? No,
love Madhuri, but Maya is like
Maya is there, no? But true Krishna love is there. That when Maya is not there. When Maya is not there, that is your true love for Krishna. Absence of Maya is Krishna love.
That's very true.
So. But Krishna is never, even if we are not saying him thank you, he is giving us water, air, food, everything. He is equal to everybody. Like a father is equal to all his children. Like he is giving same education, he is sending to his children to the same school. He is not discriminating. No, I'll send my elder one to better school, younger one to B grade school. No. So that is the way, when Krishna is taking care of us, we also have to develop that true love for him, keeping this in our mind. And he is always like, why he is giving us back to our topic that when devotees are glorifying him, why only pure devotees? Like many times we think that, oh, I know, I mean, like, I like cooking. I know very well cooking. But if your daughter is cooking chapati, you appreciate her very much. Like, you think that, oh, others should also appreciate my daughter for preparing this. Yeah? So, like, if your son is playing some instrument, you also know that instrument. Prabhu knows very well. But if Yes, if Bharat plays that mridanga and you think that, oh, he should play and everybody should appreciate him, you will be very pleased. Same way when devotees are saying or devotees are writing, glorifying him, Krishna becomes more happy. That, wow, my devotees know very well about me and others are listening to him. Like when Sukhdev Goswami is speaking Bhagavatam, so others are listening to him and others are praising him. So Lord is very happy that my devotee, my child has been praised by others, other loving entities. So that's why Krishna creates that situation that pure devotee should speak and pure devotee should write for his glorification. That's how devotees have written all these books for all of us, because of his mercy, because of his blessings. So same way, like when we discuss why the question comes, why Parikshit Maharaj is inquiring Sukhdev Goswami? He can go and ask his mother, his fellow members, why? Just because he has too much knowledge, Sukhdev Goswami is scholar in the Puranas, Vedas, just because of that reason? What do you think? What can be the reason why he approached Sukhdev Goswami?
Because he was the greatest devotee then.
Devotee, yes. Shuddha Bhakti. What?
He was a pure devotee.
What pure devotees have?
He.
We discussed this.
Krishna Tattvayata. He knows the sum and substance of Krishna and the love, unconditional love.
Yes. The pure devotees have that love. They have that quality of loving Krishna. So when we approach to pure devotees, we don't approach them just because they have too much knowledge. As Govind said, that gopis didn't read Vedas, but they had that love. So we approach pure devotees to learn that how they love Krishna, to know the loving process to Krishna. That is why Parikshit Maharaj approached Sukhdev Goswami to learn that how he is loving Krishna with so much knowledge. Like a child, when child is hungry, or if you need a medicine, to whom you will go? To a shop where you will get medicine. You can't go to a grocery shop and ask them to give you medicine. No. Same way, when you know that these pure devotees know the loving process, so you will approach to those loving to those devotees to know the process of love. Now, this is the beauty of Srila Prabhupada's family, that we all are well connected with each other all over, around the globe. So, I'll just give you one example of love. After loving Krishna, we love our devotees also. So, when my Prabhu used to travel to Africa a lot, he used to carry sometimes a rice cooker and food with him because of non-availability of prasada. So once he went to Botswana temple, he met with temple president there. So he said that, Prabhu, don't worry about prasada, we will send for you. So every day they used to call him for prasada. So my Prabhu used to visit them in the evening, he used to do evening aarti and prasada. So one day it was Ekadashi, my Prabhu couldn't go to their house because of work pressure. So Prabhu called my Prabhu that, why you are not coming, it's aarti time. He said, Prabhu, today I cannot come, I am tied up with work, I will take some fruits. He said, no, don't worry. After some time, somebody called my Prabhu that, Prabhu, I am outside your office, take your prasada. Mm. This is the love we get from devotees. We learn from devotees. And by Krishna's mercy, we went to several places and we got same love everywhere. We learned so many things from our Shiksha Guru in London, who used to call devotees, he used to call new people at home just to feed them prasada. Many times we are scared that, oh, we don't know him, how we can call so-so person at our home without knowing him. But he used to take people at home, and Mataji was always happy. She never showed any pressure on her face. Or any. I used to ask me, Prabhu, how Nitya Kishori Mataji is serving so many devotees without question? She had a baby just 9 months old. And she used to host programs every week at her place without Krishna. Because she had that love for Krishna and devotees. And there is one person who is giving us this love, is as we discussed about Guru. So I'll just discuss a few points about Guru and then we'll take. Now, why you think that Guru is important in your life? Can somebody tell? Ananda.
Directs you to go to the
Bhagavatam. Yes,
Mother. Guru directs you the correct way.
Correct
and
way.
Tells you what is right and wrong.
Yeah. Yes. So when Parikshit Maharaj got to know about his that he has only 7 days, he approached to Sukhdev Goswami. Just for those 7 days, he wanted a perfect guru who can take him to the final destination, that is the goal of Vrindavan. It is a very sad thing that even after listening about Guru so many times, we are not taking it seriously. So we all need to focus on that point, that why Guru is required in our life. See, I'll share my experience. When we were in Krishna consciousness, we were chanting for many years, but we were not regularly chanting. Like for 3-4 years we started, we used to do sometime, we never used to do other day. But later on when we met Kalangna Mataji in London temple, she said very bitter truth that you are spoiling your life and your children's life. You always want to get stuck in this cycle of birth and death. You don't want to go back to Godhead. Don't come to me next time if you are not chanting. That time I felt so bad that why Mataji is saying like that. But I think that was her mercy or her blessing. We started our 16 rounds every day. After that we didn't stop. She is not Diksha Guru. She is not giving Diksha to everybody. But she had that potency. She was direct disciple of Srila Prabhupada. She was Shiksha Guru to many, many of people in London. Whoever used to have problems, they used to approach her and they used to ask her, Mataji, what should we do for this problem? And she used to guide them. She was a mother to whole community. People used to call her Mother Kalangna. I know a very good friend who was going through a tough time. Her family was not supporting her to come into Krishna consciousness. So she used to go and sit with Mother Kalangna for hours and hours. That, Mother, what should I do? My family is not supporting. She said, don't leave your family. But slowly tell them the truth about Krishna. She never encouraged people to go away from, to leave their family people. And with the blessings of Mother Kalangna, she continued her chanting and slowly their family adopted this Krishna consciousness path. So that is the way, because she showed them right path. Mother Kalangna taught that Mataji that how she has to cultivate her Krishna consciousness in that difficult situation. So that is the power of a guru, that they give you right direction in difficult situations. Many times people say that we should not discuss our material problems with our guru. But what happens then? We get entangled in material problems and we don't know how to handle those situations. But when you approach your guru with that problems, they will definitely give you right solution for that. So other devotees when we were in Dubai, one Mataji and her family, they are very good disciples, they are amazing family, you know Gokul Chandra Prabhu. So the time came when their daughter was big enough, she has to go to university. So they decided that Mataji and her daughter will move to India and Prabhu will stay in Dubai. So they moved and after some time they came back for vacation. So Guru Maharaj was there, and it was not personal meeting with Guru Maharaj or something, but Mataji was back in Dubai for some time for timing. She was discussing with us that I'm facing a lot of problem in India because I can't concentrate on my bhakti. There's so many relatives, friends, and my daughter is also getting diverted. So that was talk amongst us, and suddenly Guru Maharaj entered the room. It was disciples meeting. So Guru Maharaj asked her very casually, "So you are back in Dubai?" She said, "No, Guru Maharaj, I am here just for timing. I'll go back." So Guru Maharaj said that, "Don't go back to India. Stay in Dubai." Those were the words, and she didn't go back to India, and because she knew that, I mean, Guru knows that you are going through problem, and what is the solution for that? And she took it so seriously. Now she is very happy that her daughter Braj Mandali, she got initiation at the age of 17 from Indradyumna Maharaj. Mm-hmm. Just because of Guru Maharaj. I mean, that is the mercy comes in that way. We don't realize that it is because of Guru Maharaj's mercy they didn't go to India and they continued their bhakti so well. It's a big achievement for that girl also, getting initiation at the age of 17. And we will be very happy if our kids will get that opportunity. So that is the strength of Guru's blessings. And I will request all of you to continue chanting and keep on meditating on Gurus and try to think about Guru seriously, that we have to take shelter of Guru. Without that, we will never progress. For timing, we'll continue, but sometimes we'll chant, not chant, we'll think, we'll go up and down in our life. But when Guru is there, yes. Another example, in our Bhakti Shastri course, last test, we both didn't study, but we got marks. So Gopkishori Mataji told me that, you know, Mataji, this happened because you have mercy of Guru. I was not sure that I'm going to get good marks. But after seeing Max, Mataji told me one thing only. Because your Guru Maharaj bless you, your life is going. So I stop here. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, any comments?
There are various types of avataras in the Prabhupada. So, what are Prabhupada?
This we are doing in our kids' class. That was. My Prabhu wants to put me in trouble, so he asked me this question.
So, I mean, there were so many avataras in the Prabhupada.
No. In this, we are doing that. If we talk about avataras, we can divide them into 6 different avatars. They are, you remember anybody, my children, Swapnil, Imani, Khushi.
Avataras.
So there are 6. That is Purusha avatar, Guna avatar, Leela avatar, Yuga avatar, Manavatar and Shakti
Avsheshavatar.
Manvantar. Yeah. 5th one. So first Purushavatar is 3 forms of Vishnu, which are described here. And then the Gunavatar is Tridev, that is Lord Vishnu, Shiva and Brahma. Then Leela avatar, when Lord is coming for short Leela, like he came Matsya avatar, Kurma avatar, Narasimhadev, just for Leela to protect this world or to kill the demons. That is Leela avatar. And then Yuga avatar, when Lord is coming in different yugas, like in Dwapara Yuga when he came in Krishna. Krishna is always there, Lord Ram. And then Manvantar avatar is when it is ruled by a Manu, that is Manvantar avatar. And then Shakti Avshesha avatar, that when Lord empower that incarnation, like Narad Muni, when he want his devotees to preach about him, when he is empowering those devotees, that is the Shakti of Shri Shankara.
Like Srila
Prabhupada. Like Srila Prabhupada also, yes.
मतलब ये भागवत में जो है ना संस्कृत का टेंथ कैंटो में ये है कि जो कृष्ण के प्रद्युम्न जो है उनका पुत्र है और फिर प्रद्युम्न के पुत्र अनिरुद्ध है
जहाँ इसमें अनिरुद्ध वही मेरे भी मन में क्वेश्चन था अनिरुद्ध पहले
ये अलग है या वो वही
बच्चा है प्रद्युम्न बाद में
दिए दैट आई थिंक प्रभु कैन गाइड मी
मटेरियल है वो इमेटेरियल है उसका कोई मतलब नहीं कोई पहले आगे कोई पीछे आगे क्या फर्क पड़े
ये पुत्र और ये जो अनिरुद्ध और प्रद्युम्न ये अलग है वो एक्सपेंशन भगवान के डायरेक्ट एक्सपेंशन
वैकुंठ लोक में
वो अलग है
ये एक्सपेंशन है
ये एक्सपेंशन है जो आज के पर्पस वो पुत्र और
वो लीला में थे कृष्ण लीला में
जैसे बलदेव से संकर्षण फिर बलदेव और संकर्षण तो एक है तो
नाम अलग अलग माता सब एक ही है रहते हुए तो एक रूप है ना नाम आप जो भी बोलना बोलते रहिए ना
माता
ऐसा क्लास बहुत रेयर होता है जो हृदय से होता है और उसमें काफी रियलाइजेशन रहते हैं माता जी कल शाम तक थोड़ी थी कि डाउटफुल थी माता जी कल शाम तक डाउटफुल थी फिर माता जी मैंने कहा माता जी की अगर आप और ले लीजिए नेक्स्ट वीक आप लीजिएगा तो आती मिलने का